Hello, welcome back to Caitlin Cast. I'm Caitlin. I'll be interviewing another good friend, Emily Grover. Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Emily, and I'm a librarian from West Texas, and I'm also a Christian.
I am too.
And I'm Caitlin's friend.
Do you remember how we became friends?
Yes, I do. I remember I was giving you a ride to our friend
Oh,
Kenna's
yeah.
to her concert. She plays the flute. And afterward, we got to eat some Brahms ice cream.
Yeah, we did. What's it like having me as a special needs friend? Like how I function and all that.
Well, I don't think it's too different from my other friends. I mean, we get to hang out and encourage one another, and so yeah.
What is your favorite part of our friendship?
I guess I really like the conversations we have and hearing your stories and getting to learn more about your life, and we can just encourage one another.
I think one of my favorites when we talk in the car and when we get to go places together. What is your favorite holiday and why?
So my favorite holiday would probably be Christmas.
Well, me too.
I love the songs. I love getting together with family, all the good food, and I also like picking out gifts for other people. That's one of my favorite things to do.
I love Christmas too. I especially love Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah.
He comes to our day center, like, I think every year.
Oh,
I like the
nice.
songs too. I'm so ready for Christmas.
Yeah,
Yep.
it'll be here before you know it.
Do you prefer dogs or cats?
I would say that I prefer cats. I love dogs too. I just have more experience with cats.
Oh, yeah,
And
honey.
yes.
How passionate are you about music?
I really love music. I think it nourishes the soul. And I like what our music minister Colin says about it, that it's formative. It helps you go through hard times and also to celebrate the good times.
I also love music. Like I'm literally musically inclined. I have some musical skills. Like if I'm listening to music, I can count the beats or the seconds till the vocals come on.
That's very good.
That I can know when they stop, like so. Yeah. What was your favorite book to read?
I would say probably the one that I've read the most is actually the Book of Genesis. It's one of my favorites just because I found the stories of our beginnings and beginning of the people of Israel is just very fascinating.
I've read Revelation a few times.
Oh, that one's really hard.
Did you grow up a church? If so, what denomination?
Yes, I grew up in a Christian family, and we were raised Southern Baptist.
I was raised Pentecostal. Man, you should have seen it when I was growing up. Like shouting, screaming, speaking in tongues, clapping. I remember they used to fall backwards if somebody would find them to catch them.
Oh
So
yeah,
yeah, that's how I grew up.
they're slain in the spirit. There's that.
But even though I'm Baptist now, I still believe in that stuff because, there's no really wrong way to worship, I guess. Just as long as your heart's right with God. That's what I believe. Okay, turn the page. What do you think about the day center I go to based off what I tell you?
It sounds like it's a really great place, that it has people who care about you a lot. And so I think it's really good for you.
Yeah, me too. At day help, I'll be going crazy, like acting silly. my friend Ruby go like, Caitlin, you going crazy over here? My friends be like, Caitlin! No, but like, she went nuts. Such a cool ass, I can really hype for friendship on last show. You do know that, don't you?
Oh, yes.
What's your favorite worship song?
One of my favorites is Is He Worthy by Chris Tomlin.
One of my favorites, Crown of Many Crowns, All My Soul Arise, you know, just my favorites.
Cool.
If you could play any instrument, what would it be and why?
Well, for many years, I actually did play an instrument. I played violin. And I really enjoyed it, but I guess if I were to pick up a new instrument right now, I'd probably do piano.
I will play just anything. So, what were your school years like? How is it different from the 2000s?
So for the 2000s, you mean...
Like, how is it different when you're in school?
Okay. Yeah, so... my school years were good. I went to, most of my schooling was, you know, 2000 to 2012, and that's when I was in school, before college. And it was good. We actually, for a lot of that time, we didn't yet have social media.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we started to have social media, I think, when I was in middle school, MySpace was really big. And then this brand new thing that one of my friends was really into is Facebook, and I'd never heard of it before. And then that blew up. And then so it's kind of a transition between the pre and post social media era. But I really enjoyed, you know, the low tech times. You know, for fun, we'd read books, we'd play on the playground, play in the backyard, just kind of let our imaginations, follow our imaginations.
My school years, I remember they had this over thing where it's kind of like that printer right there, it was on the wall, like the screen. It was an overhead thingy.
Oh, like an overhead projector.
Yeah, that.
Yes. Yeah,
I went to school for when I was 3. I was in preschool for a long time. I was in creative, I think it was Head Start. Then I was in PBCD, it's a special needs preschool. And then I was for 2 years, and I was in regular preschool. I was held back in second grade. My school years were good. High school, I was popular for all staff. All staff knew me, even the ones I did probably know. So, you know. What do you think about my wild imagination?
Well, I guess it's pretty out there. It actually reminds me a lot of my little brother. He's always had a very creative imagination. So.
Well, of course, too. My imagination is like a lot of things. Is I have ADHD, so a lot of things go through my mind all at once. But what I think is really funny is people being chased by a vacuum.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I remember we talked about that last Sunday.
Oh, we did?
Yeah. Yeah, you sent me a video.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What's your favorite secular song?
It's hard for me to pick just one. I like all kinds of different music. I do like some of the oldies just because the harmonies are really pretty and it's more, I like some of the more folksy songs, I guess. So one of my favorites that I chose to share with you is Take Me Home Country Roads by John Denver. And he actually went to Texas Tech, so it's a cool connection there.
My favorite is Girls Just Wanna Have Fun.
Oh, yeah.
I also like Mr. Saxo B. Just all kinds of secular songs. I do like songs with cuss words, but with the appropriate stuff, I'm like, yeah, sometimes, Sometimes, yeah, no. Just depends.
Yeah, yeah.
What is your favorite movie?
I would have to say probably the movie I've seen the most, and I've always loved, especially when I was a kid, but I still really like it. I think it's really well done, is the original animated The Lion King.
Ah. Mine is Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah. And that's a pretty recent one, right?
Yeah, I think it was a couple years ago. They're actually coming out with another one this year in the summer, which I really want to go get a ticket and see Five Nights at Freddy's 2.
Oh.
You, that's a scary movie.
Yeah.
What's your favorite food?
My favorite thing to have in the entire world is a burrito bowl from Chipotle.
My favorite thing is stuffed mac and cheese.
That's pretty good too.
What's your favorite dessert?
I would say probably frozen yogurt or ice cream that has cookie dough chunks in it. I love ice cream and cookie dough.
Mm. I love cookies and banana pudding. When I was growing up, potlucks, Graham would take banana pudding sometimes. Okay. Every time I see banana pudding, I always think of Graham. Then I like cake, you know, just good stuff.
Yeah, have you ever had, you know, Liz, she makes a really good banana pudding. Have you tried that?
I don't think so. Oh. Maybe I have.
Yeah, we'll have to see. She'll have to make it for you sometime.
What is your favorite TV show character and why?
Oh, TV show character.
Is it the spelling that got to you? How I spelled it?
Oh, I think I might have misread the question. So one of my favorite TV shows is Parks and Recreation, and probably my favorite character on that show is Ron Swanson, because he has just the most epic quotes, and my mom and I, we quote him all the time.
Everybody knows my favorite TV show character of all time.
Cookie Monster.
Yep. I just love how he eats everything, especially if it's not food. Because if he's looking at it, he looks like a cookie too, or he's hungry. He eats it. Nom, nom, nom.
Yep.
I wonder how he eats things that are not food. How does it fit his stomach?
Well, I guess he's a monster, so yeah. he's built differently.
What would you do if he ate your toaster?
My toaster? Well, luckily I don't have a toaster.
Oh man.
So
what if he ate one of your cat's toys?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It might not be too different than than what my cat does, because she loves to rip up and just chew.
Did I forget a question? Yes, I did. So what is your favorite memory we made together?
Oh, favorite memory. Let's see. I think I can answer this one. It's hard to choose. I remember. Because we made a lot of memories. I think one of my favorites was when I took you over to meet my honey cat.
Mine too.
Yeah, I think that was a good day.
Yeah. And we're also nervous for my psychiatrist appointment.
Yeah.
I was like, oh. So, yeah. Well, luckily I got through it. Okay, what kind of shows do you like to watch on TV?
So, I don't watch too much TV nowadays, but I really like anything mysteries. I like true crime. I like documentaries, and I also like some more like satirical comedy like The Office and Parks and Rec.
I like SpongeBob, I like Sesame Street. There's anything cartoons that's like I grew up watching. I've heard of Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Oh, yes.
I like to watch that too.
Yeah, you know, the his owner is like, well, part of her name and my name match. So she's Emily Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you like snakes?
I think snakes are okay. They're not just my most favorite thing in the world, but my brother and I, when we were growing up, we actually had a couple of corn snakes. And they're pretty cool. They don't really do all that much, except, well, when they're feeding, like that's when, you know, you really get, they can get pretty aggressive and very interesting to watch inside their little boxes, you know, not out in the open.
Like, I love snakes. People are so freaked out by snakes. I used to be, but not no more. But I like to go, whenever I was in the host home where I used to live before I went to Primrose, my group home, I used to hold a snake in my hand.
Oh.
I like when their head moves.
Oh, yeah.
So, like my old foster sister, Brandy, I was holding a snake. Just, I think she's coming this way. And I said, watch out, because I know she didn't like snakes.
Oh.
Like, when I was in the hostel, I wanted to get a pet snake, but then again, I wanted to be respectful to those in the house who didn't like snakes. So I just decided to get a toy snake instead.
Yeah. Well, so, maybe one day we can get one.
Maybe. What is your favorite kind of soda?
Ooh, hands down, Dr. Pepper is my absolute favorite.
Oh, great. There's two of you because Keisha likes Dr. Pepper.
Oh.
I like Dr. Pepper too. I love Pepsi, Coca-Cola, Cherry Coke, yada yada, banana Coke, just different kinds. What is your favorite thing Charlie Compass has done?
As far as like our social events, I think one of my most favorite, which I think you had a really good time too, we kind of had a spontaneous, I'm not sure why, but it was on a weekday, and we decided to have a game night at Hunter's house, and we had Frito Pie.
Oh, yeah.
And we played some games, and I know you had a really good time with Hunter's dog.
Oh, yeah, Rocket. Rocket really liked me.
Yeah.
I think my favorite thing we've done in our Charlie Compass Wednesday night class, I just like when we do game night, we get together, do stuff together. Yeah. And volleyball.
Oh, yes. All the volleyball.
I know. I cannot pay attention. Everybody's like, Caleb, but oh! So,
yeah.
If you could bring two relatives back to life, who would it be and why?
Okay, so I was thinking, as far as relatives I've never met, if I were to do that, I would probably, on my mom's side, I would bring back my great-uncle Wilbur. Because he actually died in action in World War II. He was fighting in Italy, and so he was only 20 years old when he passed. And so so I would have just loved to hear his story, and because I know he made a big impact on my grandmother's family. My grandmother was his sister. On my dad's side, I would bring back my great-great-great-grandmother named May Charlotte, and I would ask her what her life is like, because she immigrated to the United States as a child in the 1850s, and so I'd love to just hear about her experiences growing up as an immigrant in America, and also if she remembered anything from our, you know, old family back in Europe.
I would bring back Graham and my mom, well, especially my mom. Because Graham, the difference between Graham and my mom, Grandma's ready to go. But Mom's was just like that.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I was young, and I'm still young. It sucks I don't have her in my life, but I got Rihanna as a motherly figure, and I'm grateful for that. My second mom.
Yeah.
But I would love to bring my mom back and tell her how much I've changed since she's been gone.
Yeah.
Alrighty, as our time closes, do you have any questions for me?
Yes, I'll just ask one question,
okay?
And feel free to answer it however you want.
Oh boy.
What inspired you to start a podcast?
This is a hard one. I guess I just wanted to do it. I was 20 years old. I started in 2023. John Sharp, he helps me.
Oh.
Like, it's usually audio, but I decided to do videos for interviews. Because, like, interviews are like videos anyways. So I talked to John today and said, I have a I think on YouTube for interviews, and then I can do the topics for audio.
Yeah. Well, very good.
All right, anything else?
No, I'll just say thanks for having me on, and thanks for considering me interesting enough to interview. Sometimes I think I'm kind of boring, but...
No, you're not.
But thank you.
Alright, thanks for watching. Peace. I'm about to edit it later. 21.